Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Tuesday is election day again in Georgia for Raphael Warnock and Herschel Walker. CBS's Nicole Killian is there and says the Republican in particular is facing some tougher challenges.
The Republican challenger has repeatedly struggled to combat controversial headlines, ranging from allegations of domestic abuse to revelations of tax records indicating his primary home is in Texas, not Georgia. Democrats say the controversies cut to Walker's character.
The Senate's top Democrat is blasting former President Trump.
Senator Chuck Schumer says,
Donald Trump keeps sinking to new lows. Last week he had dinner with anti-Semites, and now he's calling for an end to America's constitutional democracy.
On Truth Social, Trump posted that he should be reinstated as president and the Constitution should be suspended in order to do that. UVA political analyst Larry Sabato says Republicans need to step up.
Where is the universal condemnation in the Republican Party of what Donald Trump has said?
Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
Duke Energy says it could be Thursday before the power's back up in Moore County, North Carolina, where vandals shot up several substations. Sheriff Ronnie Fields.
No motivation. No group has stepped up to acknowledge or accept it. They're the ones that done it. So, yeah, I call them cowards.
Tens of thousands of people are in the dark and under curfew tonight. Russian attacks are leaving more people homeless now in Ukraine. The BBC's Jessica Parker is in Kyiv.
It's an exhausting existence for Nadia as she sits on the steps of her former, now wrecked home.
It's hard for everyone. I want my house. I want to live in peace and for my son and his girlfriend to have a place to live. Because now they have no life. It's not life. Oh, God.
Iran's attorney general says the morality police has been disbanded following the death of a woman who refused to wear her hijab. But protesters there want more change.
A revolution is what we care. Hijab was the start of it. And we don't want anything less but death for the dictator and the regime change.
Widespread protests have been going on for months. And some sad news to report about a colleague and friend here at CBS News Radio. Diane James has died at 68 after battling cancer. Diane did it all in our newsroom, and you may have even heard her voice during our coverage of Nelson Mandela's release from prison in South Africa. She was honored by several organizations over the years, including the Writers Guild, and we'll miss her dearly. This is CBS News.
Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Visit libertymutual.com to learn more.
Did you know there's a conservative advocacy and benefits organization with over 2 million members and counting? It's AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. Hi, this is Mary Walter. Here are three reasons why you should consider joining AMAC right now. First, AMAC saves you money from discounts on travel and lodging, cell phones and plans, access to insurance products and more. Joining AMAC is a powerful tool against inflation. Second, with a bi-monthly magazine, daily website content, podcasts with America's thought leaders, and an app that delivers insightful coverage of the issues that matter most, AMAC is a trusted source of information. And third, the reason that people say is their favorite, is that AMAC fights for your conservative values on Capitol Hill. With more than 2 million members, AMAC is a voice that cannot be ignored, working tirelessly to preserve the freedom secured by our Constitution. Go to AMAC.us/liberty and join today. That's AMAC.us/liberty. AMAC.us/liberty.
WFHR weather is sponsored by Hartle Monuments, still at 1915 Baker Drive, Wisconsin Rapids. The monument you create will be remembered by family and friends for years to come. Hartle Monuments will make it special. Let our experience show. Hartle Monuments, since 1901.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 20 tonight under mainly cloudy skies. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies tomorrow. Mixed precipitation possible at times. High temperatures reach up to 35. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 13. A dusting of snow tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 32.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Seth Faces the Music, the show that lets you know exactly where we stand in terms of internal organs. Today, we're going to take on the most important part of the body. No, not the pancreas. It's certainly not the spleen. We're talking about the heart, the organ of love and blood pumping, which we need to survive, otherwise our brains would die of asphyxiation. So join me, won't you, as we face the music together.
Yeah. no one know. Pain in my heart just won't let me sleep. Where can my baby be? Lord, where can she be? Come back, come back, baby. A little pain in my heart just won't let me be. Wake up restless nights, Lord, and I can't even sleep. Love me, baby. Will I get enough? Oh. Pain in my heart. A little pain in my heart. Stop this little pain in my heart. Stop this little pain in my heart. Someone stop this pain.
From Memphis, Tennessee, that was Otis Redding with Pain in My Heart. Sorry, I had to take a moment there. Before that, we opened up the show with Saint Etienne, Only Love Can Break Your Heart, a song that was written by Neil Young. And those who know me well know how I like to say that I love Neil Young as a songwriter, as long as he's not singing it. Up next, we have a group of expats who were living in England, all from the United States, and maybe they got a little homesick, but they got together, created a trio, and called themselves after their homeland. Here is a song of theirs produced by the great George Martin. Here's America with Only in Your Heart.
If you cross your heart to someone, you're not supposed to tell a lie. If you cross your heart to someone, you're not supposed to tell a lie. Before you say wrong or either do wrong, it have to be so long or either goodbye. The first time I crossed my heart, I was by your bedside on my knees. First time I crossed my heart, I was by your bedside, down on my knee. Shut up, man. And I know the difference between I and you. I have to beg you, please, darling, help me, please. I know. I cross my heart to you, baby, because I know there's no one else I know. Anything you tell me to do, I have to.
Let your heart dance.
Turn the rainbows to the dance of
And that was Secret Affair with Let Your Heart Dance, kind of an obscure British band from the 70s and 80s. And before that, we had Sonny Boy Williamson II. Yes, there were two, and it gets very confusing. They were both blues artists, but this was the second with Cross My Heart. We are up against a break, ladies and gentlemen, but when we come back to Seth Faces the Music, we'll listen to a bar band that made good. Wow, they were big in the 80s, and then they kind of just fell off the map. I'm sure you haven't thought of them for a while, but I certainly have, and so will you too when we come back here on WFHR.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm Nyheim Hines, running back for the Indianapolis Colts and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
We'll be right back.
The unmistakable voice of Smokey Robinson there with the Miracles and Since You Won My Heart. And before that, we had Huey Lewis and the News with Heart and Soul. Of course, there was another song around that period from the same album, actually, that had Heart in it, but I decided not to play that one. So all you Huey Lewis fans out there, are there Huey Lewis fans out there? Just checking. I don't know about you, but I've always enjoyed it when a venerable star teams up with a newer, more contemporary artist, and they do something really interesting together. Well, the next song here is a great example of that. We've got Sir Elton John in a fun duet with Dua Lipa, and this is the Panau remix. It was a big hit everywhere in 2021. Cold Heart.
Distance from just passing through.
That was Richard Penniman, also known as Little Richard, the architect of a rock and roll, with Directly From My Heart to You. And before that, we had the Vaughn Bondies with Pawn Shop Heart. We have to take another break now, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back to Seth Faces the Music, we are going to play a song that may be, it just may be, the greatest song ever recorded. Oh yes, I went there. Be prepared with your dancing shoes, everybody. It's happening when we get back here on WFHR.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes, but I am not a criminal.
I worked for youth advocate programs, I was Tamani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, and get a job.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
As Jalen's YAP advocate, I'm always here for her.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration and neighborhood violence. Youth advocate programs. Learn how at yapinc.org.
The Devils Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tease at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devils Advocates Radio Show.
Groove is in the heart.
Come on, y'all. Y'all are crazy, man.
When I need some affection, you're not there, I close my eyes and use my recollection. And in one moment, there's my favorite scene taken from the place. It's a lovely, 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 lovely thing to see. The picture in the birthday wallet to me. But a man can lose a photograph, so just in case, I keep your portrait close to me. Special place in my
Mr. Bill Withers there with In My Heart, the man whose big break came when he was still working at a toilet seat factory. True story. And before that, quite possibly, the greatest song ever recorded. That was Groove Is in the Heart by D-Light. A delightful song. Next, we're going to turn to the Chanteuse, or at least one of them, from Fleetwood Mac, as she started her solo career in the early 1980s. Been thinking about that band lately with the recent death of Christine McVie. Here's Stevie Nicks with Wild Heart.
from a greedy mother. You don't know what to do. I've got a cross-eyed
Oh, I think that's enough, Keith. That was Keith Richards with Cross-Eyed Heart. That was more recent. That was just from a couple of years ago. That is going to do it for hour one of Seth Faces the Music for this week, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget to come back for hour two. We've got a former member of the Eagles, a former member of the Replacements, and the Boss coming up here. Don't want to miss it, so stay tuned.
I'm Tumani. When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things. I committed some crimes. I even got shot. But I'm not a criminal.
That's right. I'm Jamal. I work for Youth Advocate Programs. Yeah, I was Tumani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, get a job, and work hard to see a better future for himself. If you have a change of mindset.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5.